in the lunchtime edition. Public sector employees continuing to press for a pay hike, citing the cost of living as the NUPW awaits a second round of salary talks with government. The contractors cooperative distances itself from comments by its founder, insisting they have no major issues with the state-owned Hope House Building Company. And many school children killed in that Indonesian earthquake as the death toll soars to more than 260. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
Lunchtime edition of The Latest, coming to you with the kind compliments of CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
You're always on the go, we know. Life can be a daily rush. CIBC First Caribbean, you can count on us. We make life easier. Manage your accounts at any time. Apply for a loan. It's easy when you bank online. We make life easier. With choices that suit you. CIBC First Caribbean.
The National Union of Public Workers continues to insist that government workers need a pay hike, especially in light of the rising cost of living, and will be pressing for such an increase when salary talks resume. The Deputy General Secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Warren, tells Starcom Network News the union awaits the second round of pay negotiations with government.
We pay talks. We are waiting now to come have a date confirmed or make sure we agree with date to have round two pay talks. That is yet to be confirmed, but we stand ready to meet. Obviously, it's in union interest to have this process concluded. We would like to see it concluded, but we are yet to get a mutually agreeable date where we can have run to a pay talk. So that is where it's at this moment. We would like it to be concluded as soon as possible. We know that at the preliminary meeting, there was a discussion about having it settled as an urgent matter. Don't let it be a long drawn out process. But any delays right now is not on our part. We are waiting the relevant agencies to contact us so that we can have further pay talks.
Mr. Warren cites the rate of inflation.
We want a reasonable increase for workers to recapture their percent power. Given the rate of inflation, something has to be done. Even amidst this proposed AMS program, workers' percent power must be restored so that work has meaning. Because on the ILO convention, decent work means work that has meaning. And if we really reward workers' percent power, then work will lose its worth and meaning to the extent that it could affect the motivation and the productivity of workers. So this is very critical now at this time to really address that as a matter of urgency. So we want that done. Once we get some level of reasonable increase and it's concluded, we'll be happy with that process.
The Deputy General Secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Warren. The Barbados Contractors and Artisans Cooperative is distancing itself from recent statements by its co-founder, insisting that he no longer speaks for the group. They are also denying that there are any major issues with the state-owned house building company, Hope. Yesterday, Michael Harris Jr. complained that workers at the Hope Lancaster project are not being paid in a timely manner. But the current president of the contractors cooperative, Troy Williams, tells Starcom Network News that Mr. Harris is not speaking on their behalf.
The statements that are being made has not been sanctioned or approved by our board, and our members are not in favor of the representation that is being put forth. We as a collective would have met and we would have spoken. We have some minor issues which are being addressed, but the person in question, he does not have the support of the cooperative in dealing with the matters in the manner that he's dealing with them.
Mr. Williams says the issues that do exist are not major and are being addressed.
They're being resolved. Their minor issues are being resolved. We've been in conversations with Hope, and all of the systematic issues.
President of the Contractors Cooperative, Troy Williams, in the Lunchtime Edition.
And the Lunchtime Edition coming to you with the kind compliments of CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
Mm-hmm. Sales Director at NASCO Limited, Roger Moore, says that since government's decision to lower the excise tax on electric and hybrid vehicles earlier this year, they have seen an increase in the sales of hybrids. He was speaking this morning during a webinar on electric vehicles hosted by the Ministry of Energy. Mr. Moore says, however, some Barbadians are still skeptical about going fully electric.
We sold about 25 hybrid vehicles between August and September because a lot of customers were waiting to see what relief they would have gotten. I think that there is a place in the market for hybrid vehicles. Little doubt about the performance, and also we are getting some that are saying that they prefer the hybrid because there's nothing to plug. You don't have, so people who are on the road every day, up and down the whole day, and don't have time to charge, those people are concerned then if they don't get the time to charge, what would happen?
The sales director at NASCO Limited, Roger Moore. 11 small businesses have begun an environmental partnership workshop with the United Nations Development Programme under the GEF Small Grants Project. The grant project inception workshop was held at the United Nations House at Marine Gardens. The national coordinator of the Small Grants Program gave an overview of the workshop.
We're given the ability to be able to report properly. So we're going through the reporting templates, how to report, what they should look for, what they should not include, what they should include. We're also going through accounting, contract formation. So we have a lawyer who would speak to them and show them what's the correct way to develop and implement contracts. In addition to that, we're looking at monitoring evaluation, how to mobilize resources in cash and in kind. They're going through accounting. So they're getting the full gambit of what they would need to properly implement projects to ensure that at the end, what they envision comes to fruition.
The former Cayman Islands Premier, Makeva Bush, is under investigation for a new allegation of sexual assault dating back more than two decades. In a brief statement, the police spokesperson stated that the police received a complaint concerning an allegation of sexual assault against Mr. Bush dating back to 2000. The allegations come some 8 weeks after Mr. Bush resigned from the role of Speaker of the Cayman Islands Parliament amid public criticism over a separate, unrelated incident of alleged assault against two women. Rescuers have reported that many of those killed and injured in a major earthquake on the Indonesian island of Java were children, as the death toll climbs to 268.
In the hectic aftermath of the earthquake, victims just keep coming. So many that this hospital had to set up a makeshift triage center outside. It's very difficult for us to keep count because there are too many, says this official. The 5.6 magnitude earthquake struck in the morning in Gianjur, about 75 kilometers southeast of the capital, Jakarta. More than 10,000 people have been displaced, their homes destroyed, like this man's. I was sleeping when it hit, he says, so I ran outside. By nightfall in Gianjur, some still don't know where family members are and if they're alive. Officials told people to remain outdoors overnight, warning of aftershocks.
Our top stories here in Barbados, public sector employees continuing to press for a pay hike, citing the cost of living, as the NUPW awaits a second round of salary talks with government. The contractors' cooperative distances itself from comments by its founder, insisting they have no major issues with the state-owned Hope House Building Company. Local auto dealers report growing interest in and good sales of hybrid vehicles, but Bajans skeptical about going fully electric. Many school children killed in that Indonesian earthquake, the death toll now more than 260. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, I'm Stetson Bath. Good afternoon.